Okay, it has a very unique design, of course. We optimized to a great extent the utilization of space.
Iraqi developer Jalal Al Ghoud is proud of his latest project, an upscale shopping mall in downtown Amman. Al Ghoud is part of Iraq's wealthy business elite, now living in Jordan. By their sheer numbers and resources, Iraqis are making their mark on the Jordanian capital, and that has drawn the ire of some Jordanians. Rhonda Habib is the bureau chief for Agence France-Presse in Amman.
The first ones who came, they came and they had money. So they welcomed them because they were spending money, they were buying jewelry, they were buying houses. They were, you know, they thought they would be here temporarily and then things would get better in Iraq, they will go back or go elsewhere. Now the temporary is lasting and things are taking a different shape. They're nearly taking over the city, so the reaction is different.
The United Nations say there are more than 700,000 Iraqis living in Jordan. That is an astonishing number considering the population of Jordan is only 5.5 million. Wahil In Al-Jabari is general manager of the Abdoon Real Estate Agency in Amman. The large influx of Iraqis has had a dramatic impact on their Jordanian economy, particularly the real estate sector.
Around this area here, you can see a lot of construction.
He says Saddam would not allow wealthy Iraqis to take their money out of the country. So many had millions in cash hidden away for safekeeping. They arrived in Jordan with suitcases stuffed full of U.S. dollars.
When they first came, you know, the deals were most of it done in U.S. dollars, cash money. You will look at somebody and he walk in your office and he have something like $1 million, $2 million, $1.5 million. You know, and they were just buying these properties, these houses that Jordanians had very hard time to sell for the last 4 or 5 years for half of the price. And when they came in, believe it or not, Jordanians were very easy for them to sell those houses for double of the money, even triple of the money.
Jabari says the increased demand for housing combined with the willingness of cash-rich Iraqis to pay inflated prices drove the Amman real estate market up 300, 500, and in some areas even 1,000%, well out of reach of the average Jordanian.
You look at the economy, you look at the average income of a Jordanian person, he really cannot afford to live in most areas in Amman. It's very difficult. Because money-wise, we are still making the same money.
The lack of affordable housing has been especially hard on young Jordanians. 25-year-old Assad Samara has been married for 7 months. He and his wife have been looking for an apartment to buy for almost 9 months. But everything in Amman is too expensive.
All of my friends who have been planning to get engaged for 6 months are now going to postpone it. No one expected this. They are going to delay the engagement because the 75 Jordanian dollars we would have to pay a month is now 150 Jordanian dollars, so this is unexpected.
The price for consumer goods has also risen, and Jordanians claim the influx of cheap Iraqi labor is lowering wages in the country. The majority of Iraqi refugees in Jordan are of the educated professional class. Rhonda Habib says they are willing to work for much less than the average Jordanian professional.
But those who are employed by Jordanians, employed by Jordanian, they are saying, you know, I mean, my employer keeps telling me, if you're not happy, just go. I can get two for the price of your salary to Iraqis, it would be as good.
Most of the Iraqis we talk to in Jordan do not plan to stay. Developer Jalal Al Ghoud looks forward to the day when he can return to a stable Iraq and work toward rebuilding his country. He knows that will be a long time coming. For now, Jordan will have to do. Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Amman.